Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk to Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is James Lee, and we're broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for joining us today. I'd like to welcome Steve Newton of Newton Services Incorporated to the podcast today. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. So I know you're located in Benton. Yes. I know you said your address shows up as Haskell, but it's actually a Benton address.
Yes, it is.
So tell me a little bit about what you do. I know you said you're a master plumber.
Mm-hmm. We do all aspects of plumbing, variations from commercial to industrial, residential. Right now we're in the midst of doing a lot of what people call flips. They're bank purchases that we turn in a quick manner in order for them to get them back out on the market. A lot of restorations in downtown Little Rock and that revitalization that they're doing down there. So we've been doing quite a bit of work down there.
Do you do a whole lot of work down here in Garland County?
I do quite a bit of work down here. There's some investors out of Little Rock that have some properties down here, Airbnbs, such like that. I also do some work for Andy's Restaurants, Mr. Chad Hoss. So we've been down here quite a bit, but not as much as I'd like.
Right. So obviously as a master plumber, you've got plenty of experience under your belt. How long does it take to get that certification?
Well, originally, don't hold it against me, but I'm from Kentucky.
Okay.
There you have to put in 5 years as a journeyman, and it takes 4 years as an apprenticeship to become a journeyman. So then after the 4 years, you got 5 years as a journeyman to become a master. So that was a process there. When I came to Arkansas, they started my trial period over again. So it's not a transferable license. So when I got down here, I had to jump in and take the journeyman's test, which I passed, and then turn around. And then a year later, I went ahead and took the master's and got it. But in Kentucky, I was a union plumber. And we did plumbing all over the place, you know, from New York to Pittsburgh. I mean, you name it. We've been in West Virginia. We did a lot of work in West Virginia and Florida. So, yeah, we just traveled to wherever. And that got a little lonely, so I decided to go to work for a private sector. And I enjoy that much more than I do the commercial part of it.
Yeah. So how'd you end up here in Arkansas?
Why wouldn't anybody end up in Arkansas? It's a great place. I actually came down here, it's kind of a sad story. I got divorced and I needed a mancation. So I always wanted to see, being in plumbing, of course, I always wanted to see the hot water come out of the ground.
Sure.
And since I'm from Kentucky, the horses attracted me too. So I was like, well, I can go down and get the best of both worlds. I can see this happen and look at the horses. And I got down here and I thought, man, I really like this place. And I got in the phone book, opened it up. First, you know, I was like, I'm just going to see what they're paying down here, what the going rate is, because I wasn't familiar with it. Opened it up, and the first name in the phone book was a company that started with A, Advantage. Mm-hmm. Called the guy up, and he was like, well, I'll tell you what. He said, let's meet for dinner and talk about it. And I was like, well, I didn't really want to get that involved in it. And he was like, well, I'll meet you for dinner. And so he said, Colton Steakhouse in Benton. And I was like, well, where's that at? And he goes, well, hell, you passed it on the way to Hot Springs. He's like, so I was like, okay. I said, now I got to meet this guy. So I went there, met him, and we talked for a while. He played basketball for UCA, and so that was a hit right there because we're basketball. And, mm-hmm. Not as good as Arkansas, but we're... Anyway, we started talking about that, and he gave me an offer, and I declined it because I was making more money up there, and I just really wasn't set to making the move. I mean, I wanted to, but I was, you know, that's a major deal.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, I go back home, and about 2 weeks later, I get a phone call from 501 area code, and I answer the phone, and this gentleman says, are you coming or not? And he told me who he was, and he said, I told you I can't come down there for that. He goes, what about this? I said, I'll be there in 2 weeks. So I came down here, and I managed that company for 12 years. Mm-hmm. And then he walked in one day and said, we're selling. And I said, well, then I guess I'm done. And he goes, no, the new owners want you? I said, no, sir. I said, I'm not going to do that. That's just a big transition. So then I decided, well, I'm going to go ahead and open my own. Here we are today.
So how long have you had your own place?
7 years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know you said that you do a lot of flips. Mm-hmm. You know, you said you've also done some industrial type work or, mm-hmm. or with some businesses. What do you prefer to do overall?
I really don't have a preference. My main thing is my grandfather was a plumber, so I'm second generation. My main thing is just being able to carry out a customer's thought process and make their dreams, you know, become reality. A lot of that has to do with designers and, you know, people that matter that design all this, but without plumbing, electrical, HVAC, it's not going to come to realization. I mean, it's just not going to happen. And bathrooms and kitchens are where your investments are paid out more,
right,
in your home. So if you're doing a bathroom or kitchen remodel, your payback is going to be greater than adding a deck on the back of your house, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah. You know, obviously, like you said, you know, bathrooms and kitchens are where the money is. Mm-hmm. Even if it's something that you don't necessarily see as much, you know, just, you know, if, you know, the work ends up paying off.
Yes. Well, let me add this. We're licensed through the health department. A lot of people don't understand that. We're licensed through the health department. There's more, let me see how I put this. We're responsible more for just going in. A lot of people say, all you got to know for plumbing is that drains downhill and hot's on the left and cold. Well, you're my best customer. When you think that way, you're my best customer, because I can guarantee you, you're going to cause more problems than good. And the other thing is, too, is like I was going with the health department thing. We're licensed to the health department because plumbers are the first line of defense against infectious disease control. So without plumbers, a lot of people don't understand that's where the Black Plague came from in England.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you would be without us, you know, and it's a thankless job. And a lot of people are just like, you know, this is disgusting. Well, I can think of more jobs that are more disgusting than that. But in the long run, the thing is, too, is you also get to see the beautiful side of it. A lot of people, when they walk into bathrooms that are real extravagant, and I've done quite a few down here on the lake houses. They've mm-hmm. got some really nice houses down there with some really extravagant bathrooms and kitchens. And when you do that, a lot of people walk in and are like, oh, Lord, that's beautiful. Well, that was done by a plumber. I mean, that's his bottom line. And your good plumbers have the vision to see those things. There's quite a few good plumbers down here, and there's some that's, you know, I'm questioning, you know, because there's no pride in their work.
Right.
You have to have pride in everything you do. I don't care what you're doing. If you're waiting the counter at Walmart, which that's a dying breed, mm-hmm. but if you are, I mean, if you have pride, you enjoy dealing with that person. You enjoy interacting with that person. Where somebody that's made to do something just to make a living, you don't want to interact with that person because you know that they're there just to make a, you know. And I feel like that's the reason why we do well here in Arkansas, anywhere that, you know, I've been at, is because I truly enjoy what I'm doing to the point to where I'm making someone happy by bringing their vision to life, if that makes any sense.
Oh, yeah.
And then it being functional.
Right. You know, you mentioned dying breed. You know, I know about 20, 25 years ago, you know, there was that giant push to send everybody to college and
yes.
and less to trade schools. I do know that, you know, a lot of schools now are actually encouraging trades. You know, how do you see that going? And you know, what is your...
Well, to be honest with you, I made a call. I was needing, I still am, I was needing some... licensed plumbers. I don't mind doing apprenticeships, you know, them coming through. The problem with that is, and I don't mean to bash a generation. I know I'm an old fart, but the young kids nowadays, they're so right now. You can't do that. This trade is not going to change to where it's right now. You're not going to be able to tap on a keyboard and make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody ever thinks that, they're got a rude awakening because it's not going to happen. But these kids now, they want to do the business side of it, but they don't want to do the work side of it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
And that's the majority of what I see. A lot of them are like Google. This is something that's funny. I had a kid tell me one time, when I say kid, he was 20, And he told me, he goes, I'll just Google it. I said, well, you Google anything on plumbing, see what you come up with. You will not find codes, your local or city codes in Google. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that is. Maybe the plumbers have bought that out and said, okay, you're not going to print that, but it's not in there.
Right.
So you have to go to school. I mean, you have to go to school and you have to go out and you have to do the work or you're not going to be able to do it and not do it efficiently or effectively, if that makes any sense. But going back to what I was saying, I called the trade school and actually, and I said, man, I said, you got any leads on, I said, I need a good plumber. And most of the inspectors are good friends of mine. And they were like, Steve, I'm going to tell you the truth. We got three in here, and they all three work for the same guy. And that's all we have. I said, you mean there's no new, nobody? I said, oh, my Lord. And he's like, oh, yeah. He said, it's an easy class to teach. He goes, but that's we're not seeing new people come off, you know. And I was like, Lord have mercy. I said, I don't know. He goes, I don't know what they're going to do either. He said, when you older guys are gone, he said, we're in trouble. He goes, I mean serious trouble. So if you don't like the prices of lawyers and doctors, you're definitely not going to like the price of that. Because right now, when I came to Arkansas, the prices were right around $75 an hour, mm-hmm. which people are like, oh, Lord have mercy. Well, now you're looking at $120 to $135 right. an hour. And it's just going to keep going up because we're getting bombarded with work. So you increase your prices to try to slim down a little bit your workload or the call basis. But I myself, I mean, I've kind of stayed in a realistic zone because I've got a lot of elderly customers. Mm-hmm. It's just not, they can't afford it. I mean, they're on a fixed income, they've already retired, and it's just not right.
Right.
And I can't fluctuate my prices. I mean, I can do a discount like a lot of these companies do. Oh, we'll give you 15% off if you're a senior citizen. I'll give you 10% off if you're a veteran. Okay, well, I'd like to believe all that is true, but I've worked for enough of them to know that it's not, mm-hmm. that it's a 10% mark off, 10% markup. Okay, so there's no variation. So yeah. I just would rather stay at a lower point and make a comfortable living for me and my family. And you know, I'm not looking to be rich. I mean, I look to make a comfortable living and just be able to take my wife out to dinner and put my kids through school, which we put seven kids through college, so I think we're doing okay with that.
Wow.
So.
Yeah.
Tune in to Check Out, the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
You've been doing this a while. I think you told me a little over 30 years.
Yes, sir.
Things have changed a lot
yes.
in plumbing.
Yes.
I mean, I remember back in the 80s and 90s, everything was PVC. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, everybody says no PVC. You know, so tell me a little bit about how you are able to kind of stay with what's going on since it does has changed so much.
Well, when I first started, this is going to date me, we did a lot with lead and cast iron.
Mm-hmm.
So lead now is the devil. I mean, right. it we've found it out. But we've went from that to, we got some special copper from, or some cheaper copper, per se, in the 80s from Europe. It was called benzene.
Mm-hmm.
We got benzene, and there was a class action lawsuit against it after we were putting it in. It was within a matter of 6 months, and it started blowing holes because of the chemical reaction of the water that we do here in the States. We use a lot of fluoride and chlorine in our waters, in our bromine.
Right.
That is the key ingredient that causes that copper to break down. So I went through that. I mean, I went through that part, and then we had a Quest pipe, the next great thing. Gray Quest.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather told me, if I catch you putting that in, not only are you fired, he said, I'm going to beat you to death. And I was like, but Granddad, I was like, it's so much faster and easier, and everybody's using it. And he goes, let them use it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. And there it was, another class action lawsuit. And he came here and told me, he was like, look, I'm telling you, he said, stick to what works. But that man right there, I mean, everything we did was we hand dug our ditches because mm-hmm. he didn't believe in machinery and all that. He was like, it just tears up more, makes the yard look dirty. But that's probably what aged me more than what I... But anyway, long story short, I've seen a lot go through. I don't necessarily agree with everything that's, you know...
Sure.
But it's been more... I mean, for God's sakes, they're color coding the pipe, the water pipe now, red and blue.
Right.
I mean, if you have to... I mean, in my day, if you have to color code your water pipes, then you're in the wrong trade. Because, I mean, you should be able to know what's what without it being color-coded. But I think a lot of that is for people that are immigrating to the States to understand, because they can't read our writing. You know, and this way here makes it easier for them. But it also, I think it makes it look like, I think it looks terrible, you know, in houses, especially when it's exposed. Now, copper, another thing in the code book, plumbing is an art.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one of my instructors one time when I was in the union. They told us, when you look at plumbing, it should look like artwork. You shouldn't see this, you shouldn't see that. Everything should be on a 45-degree angle. 45s are more pleasing to the eyes. And as I thought about it and looked at it as we installed everything, I was like, it really does. It looks neater, it looks more informed.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, you can't do that with this piping they got now. It comes in a row and you roll it out. And on the upside, if it freezes,
mm-hmm.
it does. It'll expand and it'll go back to its original form. You have less likely of a chance of a leak. Doesn't help you with rodents though, because they like to chew through it.
Right.
So for every pro, there's a con. But yeah, I've seen quite a bit change. I mean, the good things are is you have cameras now that you don't have to dig up a whole yard to replace a sewer line or whatever, because roots have penetrated a joint. Now you can run a camera down with a locator, locate that spot, dig that one spot up, make a repair, and save the homeowner some time and money.
And time.
Yes, yes.
Because instead of digging up, 30 feet of pipe, you're digging up, a 4-foot section.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming by today.
I appreciate y'all having us.
Tell me a little bit about how to get in touch with you.
Yes, my number is 501-249-7700. And you can get in touch with us there. You can go on Facebook. We're on Facebook. We're also with Better Business Bureau. Any of those, we're also with North Little Rock Real Estates. So they've helped us out quite a bit with keeping us busy. And we try to do the same for them. Estimates are always free. If you find a company who's wanting to charge you for estimates, give us a call and we'll do it for free. There's no sense of trying to charge somebody just to ride out to their house. A lot of things I can answer over the phone. Some things, I'll be honest with you, if we don't have the time, we're not going to schedule a job with you and then turn around and call you 10 times and reschedule. If I know that I don't have the time, I'm not even going to schedule it. I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to try to put you off with somebody that I know has a bigger company or has more time available and try to get you taken care of that way. We're not going to backlog you like a lot of people do. I've heard that. Oh, they promised me they'd be here this... They promised me to... Mm-hmm. Well, that's bad business. It's also bad character. So if you need anything done, I hope nobody needs any plumbing done, but it's going to happen. And if you do, give us a call, and we'll see if we can get you taken care of.
All right. Sounds great.
All right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes are released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studio. Thanks for listening.
Hey, podcast listeners. We've got a special deal just for you. $4.99 for 2 months, and it includes all of our digital access. I'm talking about all of our online content, our daily news clips, our puzzle library, and so much more. This is valid for new subscriptions only, so if you've been waiting to try it out, now's the time. Visit the link hotsr.com/podcast23 to get this great deal.